Praise Yahweh, glad to be in your homes or wherever you're downloading this program, The Shepherd's Call. We're live. This is the 11th month. We're in November, already the 16th day. My, how time flies when you are heading down the highway to global mind control. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to give you some astounding information tonight relating to the HAARP project and how that they can and are and will continue to mess with your mind. Now, the mind of man is a valuable tool. It's your only asset to the link back home from which you came. Now, there seems to be a deliberate plot against one certain race upon the earth. And the Bible mentions this problem, and we're going to specify that race after a while and show you that there is a genetic flaw. Something has gone awry here. Something has been, as the old saying goes, the monkey wrench put into the wheels of our mind to sort of prevent us, this particular race that we're talking about here. And, of course, we're talking about Jacob Israel. It's no secret that the scriptures will indicate. Now, I'll give you the indication scripture, and I'll show you what the problem is. We have more problems trying to wake our sleeping Israelites. Now, we're not talking about those over there in the sandbox that call themselves Jews. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a wrong word anyway. How could the Jews be God's chosen people? That is completely false. It is Israel that is God's chosen people. Now, it just so happens that Judah is one of the 12 tribes within that framework. So you can see they lie as they go about giving out they that themselves are some great deserving race. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is a Khazaric race, a mixed Turkish, Canaanitish race of people that switched to Judaism in about 800 AD. And therein lies the problem. They have been given special privileges, getting a free lunch, so to speak. And there wasn't anything, it seems, to tamper or hamper their evolvement. Now, I have told you before that snakes don't have to grow in size to develop a mentality to bite you or to become wise or to kill you with poison. For instance, I'll give you an example. When a mother rattlesnake, if there is any such thing as a male and female species, I'm not sure. But anyway, when this female gives birth or lays her eggs, or the little snakes are hatching out of the eggs, that little copperhead, let's say, or rattlesnake, which is a native to our timber country, mountain country, we call it the diamondback rattler, one of the most pound-for-pound dangerous, poisonous, venomous serpents upon the earth. Reptilian, and that little snake, just as soon as it's hatched out of the egg, it has enough poison to kill you. It could strike a rabbit. It couldn't, of course, it couldn't swallow it like a large snake could do and dying off of it, but it can inflict a vial of poison right into the bloodstream of whosoever they attack. So you see, they're born with these natural instincts and defenses from the word go. Now, a little cat, if you go to the animal species, let's take a cat, for instance, a common house cat. when it is born, it takes 9 days, from 7 to 9 days, for its eyes to even open. And therefore, it is susceptible to the wiles of nature, other predators, and things of this nature. So there has to be a family, someone to care for them. Well, that's why that the Heavenly Father sent prophets to blind Israel, as they have traded their heritage and their birthright, as it did Samson, as he went over and played in the house of Delilah, Babylon, if you will, and got his eyes put out. It's a type that we are giving you an analogy here to compare that blindness in part has happened to Israel. And that is in the 11th chapter of the book of Romans, verses 25 and 26. I think the most important scripture in the Bible to tell you that there is something wrong with our understanding here. Somebody has tampered, let me repeat that, somebody has tampered with the evidence. Now, why would they do that? Well, let me give you this little statement here, and you can pass it down to your friends. You see, ladies and gentlemen, if you are Jacob Israel, if you are one of the sleeping Israelites, and you're hearing Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call on November the 16th in the year 2001, we're in the now, in the real. I'm live tonight. I'm in person. This is not a tape series. This is live tonight. You're getting first-hand information. If you would follow examples. Now, the Bible says that these things has happened to them, that was to our fathers that went to sleep, as an example. Now, the father always, without an exception, had a prophet to speak to blind Israel and those that had gone astray. And for their efforts, even the blind Israelite lashed out at the prophets and hated and despised and cursed them and cast them aside as dung or salt under their feet. Now, why would they do that? They know not the time of the visitation. You see, my problem is I have to awaken you from sleep, if you are one of the sleeping ones. Now, if you are awake tonight, and you have repented, and you have been baptized into the name of Yahweh. Now, if you haven't, you say, I'm white and I'm right. I've got a 22 and a box of shells. Ladies and gentlemen, it takes more than that for you to gain access back into from whence you came or you were cast out of. You have to have your body washed with pure water. That is the prerequisite for you to gain access over these deliberate powers that are programmed to come to pass to put Jacob Israel into a deep sleep that we may sleep through all of these things that are happening and never be aware. Yet the prophets, ladies and gentlemen, I am not the only prophet. I don't have this thing locked in here. I don't have all of the keys here. But I do have more than I need. I have more to teach than people will obey. There's no use of me becoming sound and brass and a tinkling cymbal in your ear. There's no use for you to agree with me and then don't practice what I tell you to do. Now, if you've been baptized in the name of Yahweh for the remission of sin, and you have been cleared from the authorization, cleared to the authorization to enter in, that is your clearing key, that is the frequency vibration that will raise you, protect you, surround you with the Holy Spirit that will give you a right into the city. Now, what's the city? It is New Jerusalem. Where is it at? Coming down, meaning that is a frequency. Just like the Ark of the Covenant, ladies and gentlemen, it was nothing but a frequency box, a electric box geared or made in the image of the mind of our Creator. This box actually spoke. There was a visible sign upon the Ark of the Covenant above the mercy seat, where there was always a divine presence as it was being carried through the land. Yahweh himself sat among his children, and they became his family, and they were called by his name. Now, for reference, see the 28th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, 28th chapter, verse 10. They shall see that you're called by the name of Yahweh and be afraid of you. Everyone feared this wandering tribe that came through conquering. As long as they were obedient, they ate the good of the land. But out of that was a bunch of murmurers. You see, Jacob Israel is the most murmuring, complaining, threatening, deceiving scoundrels upon the earth. Why? It's because they have gone out here and gathered themselves together, or heaped themselves together with Babylon. They have learned the ways of the heathen, departed from the covenant-keeping rituals of Yahweh, and gone a-whoring, and therefore Yahweh has turned them over to a reprobated mind. Now, when this reprobated mind is existing in Israel, then Satan has a field day among us. He comes in, and the Bible says, after Paul made this statement, after my departure, Paul was one of the light beings. Remember, I told you in the 9th chapter of the book of Acts, he was struck down with a light that blinded him literally for 3 days. Well, after that, he healed. The scales fell from his eyes. After, listen what he done, he didn't get him a box of 22 shells and go and hole up somewhere in a foxhole claiming he was white and he's right. That's not the key here, ladies and gentlemen. Here's what he done. The Bible said he arose because the commandment of the word said, now Saul, why tarry here? Arise and be baptized in the name of Yahweh for the remission of sins, calling upon the name of Yahweh. And the Bible said he did so by the prophet Ananias, who baptized him in the great, magnificent, magnanimous, all-powerful name of Yahweh. You say, well, buddy, he just got wet. Glory to God. It don't mean nothing, honey. Well, I've heard that argument, but I don't have anybody to debate me on the subject of what water baptism is for. Ladies and gentlemen, if I go by the scriptures, I believe it's for the remission of sin. Now, if that's what it's for, and you've not been baptized, listen to me very carefully tonight. Your sins are still with you. You say, but I feel clean. Yeah, it's like the whore that goes out and commits whoredom. She wipes her mouth and says she's done no wrong. You see, you're in a state of denial. You're filthy and unclean, disobedient. And if you was to have to leave your little nest to drive a couple of hundred miles to get baptized, you would think that would be too great of a sacrifice. But let me tell you something, and let me tell you this. The Bible says that the halt, the lame, the blind, the maimed, and those of low estate, these are the ones that heard the word, repented, and got baptized. They didn't have anything to lose, but they had everything to gain. Those that had everything to lose and nothing to gain by just getting wet, that's what they say, your damnation is just if you haven't studied the scriptures on repentance and baptism, how to seal your mind. You are an electronic frequency. You are emitting signals, and if these signals had been corrupted with sin and you've never had them washed off, or if you've never been immersed into the kingdom of heaven through water baptism for the remission of those sins, then you can go to heaven, but you can't go in because you've got sin, and no sin will enter in. And then let me throw in another little amazing statement for you to pluck you out of this kingdom age technology. Neither will flesh and blood. Oh, well, there goes the 22 in the box of shells, and where are you left? Listen, I am the only two-seed line covenant, racial covenant identity minister that will dare to teach what you've got to do, what you must do to be saved, and I've got enough guts to preach it to you whether you like me or not. It doesn't matter whether you like me. I hope actually that you hate me enough to obey what I said. See, I need to make you good and mad tonight. I need to stir you up. I need to get you so mad at me, you come to prove me wrong. Now, that brings up a scripture, a thought process here in the scriptures as we read in the Bible of 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 1. The Queen of Sheba. Now, everybody's heard about her wisdom, her glory, her splendor, her great riches. And everybody gets carried away with Solomon here and says, oh, she came over to see what Solomon had, and Solomon got her pregnant. She had a son, and they took the Ark of the Covenant back to Ethiopia. Oh, my heavens, praise Yahweh. Get real, folks. Let me show you something here. It's likely that the Ark of the Covenant will be found here in New Jerusalem, in the land of Ephraim, the territory of the United States, after it has been cleansed. You see, this government was not set up by Yahweh. This government was set up by people. And we're still under leadership, and we still want a king to rule over us. We're still bowing to kings. The president of the United States speaks, and seven thunders utter their voice, and we tremble on the bone. When Yahweh speaks through his ministers, his preachers, his prophets, well, you file your nails. You think about going to McDonald's and having a Big Mac because that gets you all nervous and you get a growling in your stomach. You need to push aside the Big Mac and go for 40 days and then see if this prophet is teaching anything that is contrary to sound doctrine. You see, if your mind is so corrupt, so carnal, so infused with all these different angled vibrations coming in at you through stress control of the New World Order, and that's what we're on tonight, 17 steps to the New World Order. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, people. Come out of her, my people. Be not partakers of her sins. Now, if Babylon has got sins, that means that you've been in Babylon and you must be dirty yourself. Now, I'm going to repeat this one more time, and I'll give you many scriptures. Probably Monday night, by the help of the Father and Yahweh willing, I will teach you on the issue of water baptism for the remission of sins, proving to you that it is the only way for you to get rid of your sins. Now, your skin color will not, although it has a bearing on who you are, the chosen ones, it is not the leading issue here. You can be white and go to hell. Matter of fact, there'll be more white people in hell, probably, or in loss, or being punished. That's only, you see, ladies and gentlemen, let me show you something here. The devil and his angels will be there where that there is an eternal darkness of separation. And so will those he deceived. Now, who's he deceiving? The very elect, if it's possible. You see, he don't have to deceive the world. The world's already deceived. If you were born a snake, you're still a snake, and you'll always be a snake. A snake has no right into the kingdom of heaven. Who warned you to flee, you serpents, you generation of vipers? Who warned you to flee? You see, they have no call. They have no place in the kingdom because they're not his sheep. So then you don't go around trying to save all these bastards. And the Bible said a bastard is somebody don't know who his father is. And we got a lot of Israelite bastards because they've gone into Babylon. They've sat in the bell boxes. They bowed their knee to Baal. They turned their face away from the truth and started worshiping the S-U-N, in E-Star services. And ladies and gentlemen, this Christian church, this politically seem right way, you see, the politics of heaven is different from the politics of earth. If you are wrapped up in politics and what the government is doing every minute of your life, and you just got one message, and that's all you can preach, and you've got no more revelation, you're going to be lost yourself. It's going to take more than one message or one thought process to get you into the kingdom of heaven. You must be able to draw from line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little, and then rightly divide it and bring it out as food cooked to taste with salt of the truth of the word of Yahweh. You see, when you have a wound, the best thing to pour in it, I'm an old Tennessee plowboy. I was plowing with mules in the 40s. And that was before tractors. And we were plowing, and if we got a cut or a scratch, that we carried a box of salt, and we poured it. If we opened up the wound where it would actually normally now need stitches, all we did is pour in salt. And that keep you for the rest of the day, stop the bleeding, and cause the cells to solidify, and the bleeding would stop, and then you'd have a crusty old sore hand, arm, or leg, whatever that you had there. And then when you got home, if it was a rusty nail, you'd soak it in kerosene. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Kerosene, number two diesel, it's called today. And it was, you know, we didn't worry about tetanus shots. How did we survive before then? You say, oh, many people died. Well, folks, let me tell you something. We got modern medicine miracles today. There's more people dying now than there was then. What's wrong here? So, you see, we're looking at the wrong source. Your healing comes from the Father of all lights. That is Yahweh. And He will not heal anybody that's disobedient. The Father gives only the Spirit to them that obey Him. Why call me master of your soul and do not the things that I command you to do, He said. And so here we are, when the Queen of Sheba came to hear, listen, I want you to get this. I'll show you why. A lot of people don't even know why she came to hear the wisdom of Solomon. It tells you right in the Bible. But I've never heard any preacher tell the real reason why the Queen of Sheba came over to visit Solomon. It will tell you, as I have said, praise Yahweh. You see, ladies and gentlemen, there are so many things hid from your eyes that maybe a little of this anointing will give you some insight. 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 1, when she heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of Yahweh, she came to prove him a hard question. I'll be right back. It's down at the bottom of the hour. We're talking about 17 steps to a new world order. Pastor Buddy, I'm really going to pump it up when we get back. Stay tuned. Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Buddy, the Shepherd's Call. Tonight we're talking about the 17 steps to a new world order, being in control of our faculties to separate right from wrong. Now, the scripture tells us in the Bible, the day will come, the day is here, we are in the new world order. Ladies and gentlemen, we have been under the Babylonian system since the very get-go. The ones that actually put us under this system to cause us to bend our knee to Baal, to want a king over us. You see, we're all little generators. And the Father wanted the glory. He didn't want us to look to any man, to bow to any man. He didn't even want us to have a king over us. No king. We have no king but Yahweh should be our creed. No king but Yahweh. And yet we worship idols. We've got Israelites. They worship particular preachers. If their preacher ain't preaching, it ain't the truth. But if too much truth comes of because their preacher ain't preaching all the truth, they suck it up and get their surf bucket and go home and quit playing the game. Well, the Bible said, my spirit hath no delight in those that turn back. So then you must keep trudging on. It's of those that can take the heat that stays in the kitchen. We were giving you a reference of why the Queen of Sheba came up to Solomon. Everybody thought she just came over there to see his kingdom and all of his glory. That ain't what she come for. Ladies and gentlemen, get the truth here. When the Queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of Yahweh. She came up to prove him with hard questions. And she came to Jerusalem with a very great train, camels, fired spices, much gold, and precious stones. Well, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to have all that to come to Pastor Buddy. Most of the time, I don't barely even get a thank you for saving somebody's soul. That's right. Most of the time, I don't even give a thank you. Two-thirds of the ones I've baptized wants to throw rocks at me. Why?
Oh, we don't agree with what he does.
Well, you see, I'm free, white, and 21. I stand on my own 2 feet, and I preach the gospel, and I'm not ashamed of it. I'm ready to defend the gospel that I preach at any given time, and I'm ready to lay my life on the line. You see, I'm not trying to save my life. I'm trying to lose it. And that's why I've got more zeal and knowledge, because I train daily. I'm in the warfare daily. I'm not a hit and run. I'm not a guerrilla. I'm a man that is standing in the battle with the sword of Yahweh lifted to cut down every false way that exalts itself against the knowledge of Yahweh. You see, we've got so far out in left field, we call evil good and good evil. That's truth, ladies and gentlemen. And when we preach something that is astounding or strange,
oh, that's witchcraft. You believe in astrology. You believe in the 12 constellations. You believe in the stars. And you believe in them old planets. Glory to God.
Well, you know, it sometimes makes me sick to see how stupid our people, our blind sheep, have become as they sit and listen to these dried up last year's bird's nest preachers preaching about one subject like they're hung up in fifth gear and they can't switch gears. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give you a synopsis of the truth. I'm going to give you a broad spectrum of it, and I am not going to leave any stone unturned. She came to Solomon with spices, gold, precious stones, and when she had come to Solomon, she communed to him all that was in her heart. And Solomon told her all these questions, and there was nothing, anything hid from the king, which he told her not. And when the queen of Sheba seen all Solomon's wisdom and all the house that he had built, she went away saying, the half has not been told. Ladies and gentlemen, this woman had some wisdom about her. She came and said, now I want to ask you a question. If she came to prove the king with hard questions about the name, when the Bible says for you to repent and be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, this is Matthew 28:19. My heavens, I can't hardly stay out of the baptismal message here tonight for some reason, but I'm going to go on into this just to get you an understanding that you must have your sins remitted before you can transmit. You got to clean up all that interference. And you say, well, Pastor Buddy, I didn't know I had any interference. Now, we closed out last night with this genetic species that had been damaged, cursed by Yahweh. And this disorder left them in a dire strait. Now, that's why they're returning to the planet to try to breed, crossbreed out. The Bible says in Daniel they will try to mix their seed with the holy seed. You see, that's how these reptilians live. They're cold-blooded creatures. And unless they get a blood transfusion, they begin to ship-shaped when they smell blood. Remember, he said, dust shall you eat all the days of your life. Dust bodies, ladies and gentlemen. Craving dust bodies. That's the symbology of the message. They're the hidden code. You need to write for my tape on the blood rituals and sacrifices of the New World Order and what they do and why they're commanded to do it and why that they have a nature. You see, when those little snakes that I told you about, when they get in trouble, when there's a danger coming around, you see, the Bible says the children of darkness, the snakes, the reptilians, are wiser than the children of light. When there's trouble comes on, the old mama snake, she opens her mouth, and all the little snakies run down in mama's little belly. And they stay there until all is clear, and then they reemerge. Well, you see, we're not like that. We're dumb sheep led astray, and that is because we've had some manipulation with the DNA process. Now, the genetics of our bodies have been altered, and why I have given you the illustrations, the creator gods, the Elohim, those that were assisting the Mighty One, we call him Yahweh, and he has a hierarchy of angels, Elohim, around him. And these are ministering spirits. They are bidden, they're doing his bidding. And yet there was one third of those that got a little offended at the agenda and the objective of Yahweh and the Mighty Ones. And so they broke off fellowship, just like Israel, and they left the mansion, their land where they possessed, and they went out cruising, and they got a bruising. You've heard the old saying, cruising for a bruising. That's just exactly what Satan got. Thou shalt bruise his head, and that's what happened when he came down here and crossed genetics and tried to do his own experiments, and in doing so, he fell from the grace of the living ones. He was voted out of the hierarchy of the mighty ones, and he became a renegade on the run. And ladies and gentlemen, he don't have to run to a cave, I'll assure you. He has many hearts that he can get in tonight and hide in the genetics of man's thoughts and processes, why that they are so stupid or gullible to eat everything that I don't understand, unless there has been a genetic manipulation of their mind. The creator gods who have been ruling this planet have the ability to become physical. Now, I repeat this. This may be too much meat. Now, all you little milk drinkers that's listening to a one theme message, you need to turn off your radios and go play Mama Peg. Or go and get you a glass of warm milk, and you got this little fuzzy stirring in your stomach. This meat might upset your digestive system. So you don't need to eat meat. This is only for those that have, through reason of exercise, decided that they're going to make heaven their home at any price, just like the Queen of Sheba. She didn't come over there to display all of her silver and gold and show how mighty she was, or to see Solomon's. She could have stayed home and enjoyed all of that. She was impressed. But the reason she came, she had questions about the name. You need to be calling me tonight about the name. This is the only name given under heaven whereby there's any salvation. And if you think you can get to heaven without salvation, and salvation only comes in this name, you've got to be in this name. All others are excluded. I don't care whether they're sheep or goats. You see, that's the separation of sheep and goats. At one time, these sheep had the ability to be sheep. But they followed the goat system so long, Babylon, the 17 steps to hell, if you will, these angels that became physical through mostly, they exist in other dimensions, and we're talking about the fourth dimension where these lower ones hide. They keep Earth in a certain vibrational frequency while they create emotional trauma. Now, I want you to listen very closely. To create emotional trauma, stress situations, anger, fear, and superstition, and ignorance, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. They do this to nourish themselves with the food of a vibrational thought. You see, ladies and gentlemen, when you go into a tizzy, when you get anger, when you see the Bible says that anger rests in the bosom of a fool, when you go off to the bell box and you bow down and you are very sincere, oh, you shed tears. You cry at some sad situation. It's a natural, normal thing for you to do, especially Jacob Israel. We're tender-hearted. But our problem is we are gullible. We are like the ostrich that sticks our head in the sand and leaves our rear end exposed to the attack of the serpents. These are they that nourish themselves. There are some beings who honor life before everything else, and there are also other beings who do not honor life, and they do not understand their connection to it. They have been separated from the light so long, they love darkness better than light. And so then these vibrational things, these energies, fear, stress, emotion, eating, drinking, and being merry is one of those, ladies and gentlemen. Having a three-car garage, keeping up with the Joneses, having a mortgage bigger than all get out, just to prove that you've made it in this present world. Well, let me ask you a question here. The queen understood this. She had all these treasures, but it's for sure that you came in the world with nothing and you will leave with the same thing. Are you listening? You could be buried with all the gold in the world, wouldn't help you a bit, because where you're going, the silver and gold is not an exchange for your redemption. The only thing that will redeem you is a baptism in the name of Yahweh for the remission of sins, and then you have the right to enter at Matthew 28:19. Figure that out. What is the name of the Father? Why is it that I'm the only two seed line covenant, racial covenant preacher that you ever heard preaching on this? We got a lot of them on the radio, but they won't dare to preach on it. You know why? They're not convicted of it themselves. Consciousness feeds consciousness. The Bible says out of the heart proceeds your thoughts. Well, if they never do mention baptism to you and what you must do, oh, they'll tell you real quick, well, you need to order you a manual on nuclear survival, glory to God. And then they chase the internet down and all these nail-biting, squibble Christians that we've got, these knee-jerkers, don't even have enough backbone to tell you the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, men, after they have put on the whole honor and the armor, have no fear. Because Yahweh is here, and the consciousness that they preach is a revelation of truth. You say, it's a hard saying, brother buddy. My wife would probably leave me if I come up here and let you baptize me, glory to God. Well, that'd be the best thing ever happened to you. For you to get rid of all that unbelief and for you to start a foundation to stand for yourself. The Bible says, for you to seek Him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And it's a true saying, if you won't stand for something, you will obviously fall for anything. Consciousness feeds consciousness. You know a prophet by his words. If his words are always trying to get you the natural or trying to get you the material things to solve your problems rather than to give you the spiritual, what did the apostles preach? Did they, have you ever read where they said, well, go get you a box of 22 shells and get you a 22 and get you a flight manual and get you a gauge? No, it don't say that. It says to repent every one of you and be baptized in the name of Yahweh for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the power. The Bible said, he that believeth shall be endued with power. This is the vibrational frequency. It will change your consciousness. It will get you ready, prepared to link up to the linker that will download information into your heart and mind, and you will have no more fear. You will not be going to bed wondering if there's going to be a nuclear attack. Praise Yahweh, if they blow this whole earth, the kingdom come. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, would you like to see that happen? Well, of course not. But if they do, who cares? It was meant to be. There's nothing going to happen that is out of the will of Yahweh. And so if you're ready to go, what difference does it make? You listen, the Bible says, fear not for your life, what you're going to put on or what you're going to wear and all these things, because the very spirit that prepares you for these things to come will take care of you in a natural sense. Now, the way I preach, you would think that somebody's given me a lot of money. But the way I preach, praise Yahweh, Yahweh's made a way for me to survive, and of course I'm not surviving too good, but I'm surviving. Praise Yahweh. I'm not hungry tonight. I'm not in the cold. I'm not naked in peril. I'm not in danger of my countrymen, although they would be like to some of them blow me away, most of them in the name of Yahweh. The problems I've had is not with the Jews. They've not bothered me. The blacks haven't bothered me. All these other races have not bothered me. It's the people in the name that give me problems. Who do you think that tormented Jeremiah? It was his own brothers and sisters. Who do you think that lynched and sawed Isaiah in two? It wasn't the terrible enemy across the borders. It was his own people. My, my, my. Who do you think that killed the Messiah? The Bible said he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world received him not. He came to his own, and they wouldn't receive him, and they threw him to the dogs. And these Canaanites, these snakes, they killed him. Of course, it was in the plan, because all things work to the good. So don't get worried. Don't let these evil ones feed off your fear and your stress. Save your money. Get on a car. Get you a plane. You'll survive. I just believe that, Father, if you got on a plane and flew down here from California, I know a man that did, and he survived. Praise God. And he came and got baptized. And you can come from anywhere in the four corners of the earth listening to my message. This message is going worldwide on truth. You can download this message. You need to tell a friend. You say, well, I wouldn't want my friends to hear you, Pastor Buddy. Well, they might wind up throwing rocks at me. It'd be the best stoning you ever had. It may get something through to your mind that truth is above all cause that you must go for. So if you are trying to save your life, you'll lose it. If you'll lose your life for him, you'll save it. Consciousness feeds consciousness. Is it hard for you to understand this concept? Because you feed yourself with food. The food for some beings is consciousness. Are you listening to me tonight? The fourth dimensional creatures, they do not have to have turkey bacon or pulsy pig pork. They don't have to have all that crap. They don't have to have biscuits and gravy and steak and all that. They don't have to have that. They eat off of your energy that's coming off planet Earth, and that's why that they exist. We're talking about the fallen ones. And my heavens, ladies and gentlemen, there's so much of this I don't even know where to end or begin, praise Yahweh. But let me assure you that this mystery here, and let me wind this up and bring it to a halt here because I'm running out of time, and I see that I'm going to have to carry this over into next week, praise Yahweh, of the 17 steps to a new world order. But why do people balk at the mere suggestion that there is a civilization or perhaps other civilizations out in the cosmos that not only can do what we're doing in technology, but perhaps, indeed, they have been doing it for millions of years? Could you fathom that? Could your mind fathom individuals in the cosmos that have been developing technology far superior to yours, ours, that they've been doing this for thousands of years? If our planet just happens to be a place where people from these civilizations stop to rest, like a traveler's rest, are we any less if some ancient astronaut decided to stay and decided to breed and to have offspring? And do you find this too far out when the Bible will conclude in its reasoning, if you have the power to understand it? And I again tell you that sometimes these things are so strange that only the gifted, only the special, only the called are made to preach. And that's why the Bible said he chose the foolishness of preaching to save some. You see, you can't get saved unless you've got a preacher. And he can't preach except he be sent. And when he's sent, he'll preach in the name of Yahweh the remission of sins to receive the Holy Ghost. And that's my message to you, quite frankly, quite simply. That's all you must do. If you have any questions, you can call me, Pastor Buddy. Area code 423-626-2172. That's area code 423-626-2172. Now, we have a voicemail available here. If I miss your call, I can take it. I'll write down your number. I promise I'll return your call as soon as I can. So I will not let one number. If I have to pay a phone bill that's running out of the window here on the price list thing, I will try to scrape up enough to pay my phone bill to return your call. I will not. I believe that what I'm preaching is so important, I'm willing to spend money out of my pocket to save your soul. Now, that's love. Now, do you think that I hate you because I tell you the truth? Have I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? How have I become your friend by telling you what you must do? That's the question that I give before you. Now, my mailing address is simply Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284. That's 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, 37824. That's all that you'll need. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. And that's all you'll need now, ladies and gentlemen, to get in touch with Pastor Buddy. I'll baptize you in the great name of Yahweh. I'll teach you. I'll send you information. Thank all those that have called for information. Got home today, and my voicemail was filled up, praise Yahweh, with those inquiring, wanting to know, and we're so thankful. Call anytime. We will get you 24 hours a day. I will hear your voicemail, praise Yahweh, and I will get back with you as soon as possible. Now, let me talk to you about Miracle 2, my sponsorship here. This is the flagship of the Shepherd's Call. Now, there's others that are sponsored by Miracle 2. I don't belittle them, but I need your help. If my program is to stay on the air, if you want to hear this voice, if you want me to take this and run with it continuously and bring your thought process up, if you want me to rewire your genetic damage that has been caused through ignorance, fear, and superstition by the evil ones, and yes, ladies and gentlemen, they've come in unaware. I repeat, they are here unaware. They do their work clandestinely. They move in secretively, and they organize those that will work with them. Satan would like to have you tonight to sift you like wheat and take you out of the game. But if you will hazard your life, turn from your evil ways, and repent and be baptized, Yahweh will bless you. Well, I see that my time is coming along, and I haven't even given you the call of my sponsors. 877-289-7439, 888-281-7320, or locally here, 866-761-0438. Pastor Buddy, Shepherd's Call. My, how I love you tonight, because I've told you the truth, and the truth will stand when the world's on fire. If you'd like to call me, give me a call, 423-626-2172, till Monday night at 8 p.m. live, Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. Yahweh bless you.
Each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this same station. Praise Yahweh.